Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Programme for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our programme is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to our program. Today our theme is the gathering of the forces of light. We'll begin with a book review by Dick Larson of Benjamin Krem's book of the same name. Dick Larson begins by saying, "The Gathering of the Forces of Light, UFOs and Their Spiritual Mission by Benjamin Krem is an invaluable document for those seeking information about the how and why of UFO activity, which has become so apparent lately. Are any of them real? If so, which ones? Why are they here? Why don't we see them all the time? And what do the space people look like?"
This fascinating book holds the answers to these and many more questions about the space people and their spaceships, providing specific information not found elsewhere. The Gathering of the Forces of Light is also the definitive book for those who have been seeking compelling information on more effective approaches to education, including the parenting of children. It opens with Benjamin Krem's preface, wherein he explains the basic contents of the book. And he says part one about the Space Brothers and the UFOs, and part two about education in the New Age. Then he presents an article titled The Time of Revelation, written for Share International magazine through Benjamin Krem by his master, one of the 63 Masters of Wisdom who make up Earth's spiritual hierarchy. Benjamin Krem is in constant touch with this master. It is this communication link with his master, as well as Krem's own extensive personal experiences, that source the information in the book.
This book is not mere conjecture and theory about UFOs and life on other planets. It overflows with facts, certainty and detail as the author weaves the story of our space visitors and their mission of mercy, our spiritual mission. There are caves inhabited by early humanity that have drawings of UFOs and space people on the walls. Benjamin Krem explains that the space people have been visiting humanity on Earth for 300,000 years. He wastes no time in spelling out the importance of this information. There is an enormous amount of information of one kind or another about UFOs, some of it true, absolutely authentic, and masses of it utterly unreal and unauthentic. This is a huge and all-important subject. And yet for over 60 years, developed nation governments have been denigrating and demonizing these loving, helpful space people as aliens who slaughter cattle, probe us, and for unknown reasons supposedly seek to harm or to cause harm to us. A cynical media, including many feature films of Earthlings fighting off space monsters, further feeds the fear and confusion.
Benjamin Krem explains the cause of these distortions by our governments. If the people knew there were wise visitors who wanted to help us, they would stop listening to the world's leaders and ask to hear from the Space Brothers about how to experience the purpose and joy of life more fully. So, acknowledging the existence of such wonderful, advanced human beings would be committing political suicide. Another reason that governments deny UFOs' existence is because they are concerned about panic among the people whom they have taught to fear the UFOs. So governments declare that UFOs are, or are not, harmful, while at the same time denying their existence. Benjamin Krem's master states, "Yet every government has unassailable proof of the existence, creativity and superior technology of these brave and harmless visitors from the sister planets of our system."
Humanity exists throughout all cosmos. However, these visitors from space do not come from the plays or from Sirius as many think. "There is no overt contact between our civilization and that of the Pleiades," says Benjamin Krem. "A few are from Saturn and Jupiter, but most of the UFO crafts and crews who are here in their thousands come from our neighboring planets of Venus and Mars." Mr. Krem describes at least two major world crises where we received help behind the scenes from our space brothers to prevent disaster. The first was in the beginning of the Cold War when Russia blocked off their zone and separated East Berlin from West Berlin. The second instance was the Cuban Missile Crisis. And in both situations, the U.S. presidents of the time received advice from a space brother about how to avert disaster. And with the help of their space people withdrawing negative energy, a very possible nuclear Third World War was avoided twice.
Just as our physical body is a system, and when part of it breaks down, the rest of it rushes in to help the healing, likewise, our solar system is an entity, a confederation of planets, that has a plan and a great consciousness overseeing that plan, wherein a similar healing can occur. Mr. Krem goes on to say, "The hierarchy, in other words the masters, of all the planets, work together in an interplanetary parliament. Planet Earth is holding back the evolution of the solar system because we have not stopped war or pollution. We have taken wrong turns and need help getting back on the path of the plan. So other parts of the solar system, fellow humans from other planets, have rushed in to help. They are here on a rescue mission, a spiritual mission."
Their current mission takes place in at least five primary areas which are described in detail in this book. The first part of their mission is to help keep our planet alive by cleaning up our pollution. With huge ships, the space people are neutralizing much of our pollution, especially nuclear, in the air, land, and water, and have been doing so for 24 hours a day for many years. Without their help, our planet would be unlivable. Another quote from the book, "The nature of the space brothers is to serve. They make great sacrifices to help our planet. They cannot clean it all up because it is not their mess. So they are limited by karma, and they do what they can until we wake up and clean it up ourselves."
The greatest danger is from nuclear pollution, which is spewing forth from all our nuclear power plants and nuclear bomb tests. Benjamin Krem tells us that a source of much confusion and misinformation comes from the limitations of our science. We are only aware of three levels of physical matter, solid, liquid and gas, but there are four levels above the gaseous level called etheric matter. It is physical matter as well, but not solid physical. So one cannot see etheric physical matter unless one has etheric vision, which very few people have at this time.
The UFOs are made up of this etheric physical matter, as are the crews that fly them. They see each other just as we do, yet we cannot see them, unless they lower the vibrations of their body and or their spaceships so they temporarily become solid physical. Then we can see them, but only when they want us to. They do not want to frighten people, so they are careful about showing themselves. If someone is afraid of them, they simply disappear. They leave. Etheric nuclear matter is leaking from our nuclear plants and bomb testing, but our instruments are too crude to detect it. The master says that this potent nuclear pollution is the cause of early Alzheimer's disease and dramatically increased birth of autistic children. It breaks down our immune system and makes us subject to disease, flus, cancer, etc., that we would normally be able to resist with a healthy immune system.
The second part of the UFO's mission is to create the beautiful crop circles appearing around the world. These crop circles, which bend but almost miraculously never break or kill the crops, make a wondrous calling card to tell us they are really here. Benjamin Krem says it beautifully. If you have eyes to see, this sign tells you that someone of tremendous intelligence, skill, tact and reserve has touched the edges of our garment and said, "We are here." Another reason for the crop circles, created by thought and made by the UFOs in mere seconds, is to mark the energetic magnetic grid of our planet. This, combined with the sun's energy, is for future use as part of the science of light, a gift to us from the Space Brothers once we have stopped wars, and will provide pollution-free, cost-free, near endless energy for our planet.
And the third part of the Space Brothers mission is to provide a beautiful and unmistakable sign of a magnificent, unprecedented event that will happen soon. 2,000 years ago, the great teacher Jesus came to inaugurate the Age of Pisces and bring his teachings of the love of God. The wise man followed a star as it moved through the heavens and came to rest over Bethlehem, where it shone down on the birthplace of Jesus, so the magi could honor him. That was not a star. It was a spaceship the size of 2.5 football fields, made especially for that purpose. Today, there is another star in the heavens announcing the imminent arrival of the teacher for the new age of Aquarius. Maitreya, the world teacher, came to teach the purpose behind the will of God, but it is not really a star. Again, the Space Brothers have placed four gigantic UFOs, each the size of 5 football fields combined, one north, south, east and west around the planet, so that there is potential for anyone to see the star. They shine and twinkle like stars, but they do not otherwise act like stars. They move, they flash colors, and they have been known to respond to human thought. YouTube is loaded with the footage and videos of Maitreya's star, as is the Share International website. The stars will remain there, visible on clear nights and days, until the world teacher comes forward and addresses humanity on the Day of Declaration.
The fourth part of the UFO's mission here is to be part of the forces of light, helping Earth's humanity to move forward in our evolution. The space people are working with Maitreya daily, hourly, moment to moment. And we think of the forces of light as the esoteric hierarchy, the Christ and his group of masters who make up with all of their disciples the forces of light on our planet. They are gathering together a host of people from all over the world to work with them in this coming time. The new group of world servers created by Maitreya in 1922 are included. All are the forces of light preparing the way for Maitreya to come forward when the time is right to work openly with humanity in creating a brilliant civilization on Earth.
And the fifth part of the Space Brothers mission is as role models for the establishment of right relationships. Living together in peace is Maitreya's call. That is how the Space Brothers live, harmlessly, tactfully, respectfully, writes Benjamin Krem. We are one solar system. All of us are engaged in a journey to perfection together. In the gathering of the forces of light, Benjamin Krem fully explains these and other aspects of our Space Brothers and Sisters rescue mission to Earth through a reprint of his lecture on this topic and his subsequent questions and answers. A central theme of Krem's messages throughout is that no one else can do the work for us. As Maitreya says, man must act and implement his will. Nothing happens by itself.
Part one concludes with unique colour photographs of Maitreya's star and examples of crop formations which appeared in southern England, showing their intricacy and beauty. Part two of the book, The Gathering of the Forces of Light, deals with the changes in education that will be required in the coming time, a time of new science and of an increasing awareness of who we really are and of the forces at work around us. Here, Benjamin Krem presents the article The New Education by his master, addressing our existence as souls, our evolution through the law of rebirth, and the need for education that addresses life, not just jobs.
The master reveals, in today's sense, education is a feeble thing indeed, ensuring only the minimum requirements for an understanding and control of man's environment. Education should be understood as the means by which the indwelling God is contacted, known, and given expression. The fact of the soul, the divine intermediary, must gain general acceptance and techniques of contact with this higher principle attain common usage. A major problem in education is that we do not know who we are. Each of us is a soul in incarnation. The trouble is that, for the most part, developmental psychologists reject the notion of the soul. Psychology will make no further progress until it recognizes the fact of the soul. The soul's purpose is to serve the plan of evolution. The masters are here to serve the plan and to inspire humanity to carry out their soul's purpose.
The more we live like a soul, the less our past can affect, influence, and imprison us. So the new education will teach and reveal our personality makeup, our energetic makeup, and our personal stage of development on the evolutionary path. Armed with this knowledge provided through the teachings of the masters and their disciples, humanity will find itself experiencing growth at a pace heretofore unknown by most.
And next in the Gathering of the Forces of Light, Krem reproduces the master's article on the family. This focuses on the family unit as the basis of all social life and the need to properly nourish the young souls we bring into incarnation to join our family of souls as our children. The new education must institute the training and requirements for family life. Millions of young people are allowed to enter this field of service, which is parenting, the most difficult in the world, for the most part devoid of training of any kind. Part two also includes educating young children, educating the youth, expected changes in educators and their programs, and the relationship of family and karma, as well as recommendations for further reading along these lines.
So that concludes the book review. And thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed the program and would like to find out more on the subject, just to let you know that we're offering two free copies of the book titled The Gathering of the Forces of Light. So the first two people to email us at sharenz@yahoo.com, with their address, of course, will receive a free copy of this very interesting, informative book. And otherwise, if you'd like more information, feel free to check out the website, share-international.org. And wishing you all a lovely week.